This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Studios in Tampa, Florida. It's the Captain's America Third Watch with decorated veteran and first responder, Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, the Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Tampa, Florida flagship station. Namely, we are here right now at a time of the night that a lot of people aren't, and a lot of people say, who listens to you in the middle of the night? Well, keep on listening. You'll find out. And by the way, we are the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER rooms, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those help in the coronavirus effort, keeping you free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe. We're also over on Gab. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalized word America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and underscore those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we like playing the kind of music we play on the show during the trucker segments and whatnot, Kyle, because it's usually requested music, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yep. I had a listener saying say something to me, and I'm just going to say this in a loving, cheerful way. What are you playing that heathen music for? Well, tell you what, I guess there's a bunch of heathens listening to the show that like that music, but I just listen to the music. I could care less about the words and stuff. I don't even know what the person was talking about, but maybe they better go have another drink, you think?
Well, but it's also wake-up music for
that's
all
right.
Our friends
we have to keep our truckers awake. Okay, let's talk about the breaking news that nobody's talking about right now. Folks, in case you haven't heard, the price of oil went up, and it's going up even higher, and the price of gasoline is going up. Gasoline, since we spoke last, the wholesale price is up to $2.06 a gallon today without ever adding any tax to it. They started out on the European and overseas markets, oil way up above $70 a barrel, but now it's back down, Brent crude, to $69.36. And West Texas crude's at $66.09, and that is because of a drone attack yesterday, Kyle, that happened in Saudi Arabia.
That's exactly right, Captain. This is Yemen's Houthi forces evidently fired drones and missiles into an area of the refinery, basically a Saudi Aramco facility. This is at Ras Tanura. And what happened was, of course, they fired these missiles in. Saudi Arabian's government is saying that they were able to take those down, which is a good thing. But this is the world's largest oil company, Saudi Aramco. And, of course, there was some damage, or not damage, but pieces of these things fell down near a residential area, we understand. But this is, again, one of the reasons why Iran, they're up to this, basically, because they want to drive the price of oil up.
Right. That's absolutely true. And, of course, the other thing that's going on here is people have to understand that we have an obligation to inform the people, good or bad news, what's about to happen. And I'm telling you, you need to buy your gasoline like right now because it's going to go up dramatically.
Well, that's exactly right. Even in my area here in Southern California, Captain, it's gone up significantly. In my area earlier, I paid about $3.75 for the the 87 octane, lower grade gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, of course, that's the way we're starting out the show, folks. But there are some other things going on. We want to welcome a brand new affiliate to the fold, AM 1060 KFOY, Reno Sparks, Nevada, which gets our signal into California up over the top of Donner Pass down below towards Auburn Hills and even the fringes of Sacramento, California, and up into southeastern Oregon. So welcome aboard. And we hope you folks up there enjoy what you hear, and you can always give us a call at 877-969-8600, and we'll welcome you aboard.
That's exactly right. Yeah, welcome, AM 1060. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Dems over the weekend, and we're going to get into this pretty extensively, passed the COVID stimulus bill, 50-49, without Kamala Harris's help.
That's true. And I think one of the senators, one of the GOP senators, I think, had to leave Washington.
Because of a personal emergency.
Right. That's right. So it came out 50-49, right.
But my question is, what's in it?
Well, what's in it, of course, is one thing that's not in it right now is the $15 minimum wage hike that they wanted to have.
It will be when it comes out of the House.
See, that's the thing. They're going to go and they're going to put that back in. Exactly.
Now, here's the other thing. Did you know there's $10 billion in taxpayer dollars for overseas company or countries?
Yeah, this is part of that exorbitant spending that the GOP was really railing against. Yeah.
Well, I said billion, but there's $350 million for this and $300 million for that and a couple hundred million for that, all the little Democrat pork projects that are out there, plus a lot of money to bail out a lot of the different cities that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, one of the big things, the reason why they're doing this bill to begin with, is the stimulus payments, and it looks like it's going to people will get $1,400. Up to $75,000 in individual income. Married couples earning up to $150,000, I believe, will be eligible for the $1,400.
Well, we're going to talk more about this as the evening progresses, but we're getting ready to take a break. And as we take the break, I'm going to tell you that we definitely are going to be talking about Governor Cuomo. But when we come back, what happens if Donald Trump doesn't run again? What happens if Donald Trump doesn't run again? Think about that one, folks, as we're getting ready to take the break, and here comes the music in my ear right now. So hold the fort. We're coming right back.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Calm. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And you bet I will, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, I want to tell you folks about this product that I've been taking for a little bit more than 5 years. Over the weekend, I had somebody walk up to me that was in excruciating pain. They were having some problems. It was damp outside. It was starting to rain a little bit. They had arthritis. And, of course, what happens if you've got arthritis, you realize that when it gets damp and it gets wet, you start to ache. So I gave them a couple of packets of Relief Factor. And I said, try this and see if you don't feel better in about 30 minutes. Well, they tried it. And in 30 minutes later, came up to me with tears in her eyes and said, I don't know what you did, but this is working. I haven't felt so good in weeks. So, there's another happy person that says, I want to order this stuff. It's working. And I said, okay. I gave them a couple of more packs till their packet comes in. But Relief Factor gave me a website. It's relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. You can go there. You can check out by video or by statements or whatever that's there, what's going on. And for $19.95, you can get started on a three-week quick start. It's just that simple. And because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, It helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it alleviates pain right at the source. It lowers and eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problems are you've been having, and in many cases, we'll just get rid of it altogether. Best part about all that, on top of that, is it's 100% drug-free. You heard me right. No narcotics, 100% drug-free. And it supports a healthy response to the healing process, too. So there you go. Now, relieffactor.com/captain gets it all started. Check it out, and I'm sure you'll be glad you did. And to the person who will be chiming in here a little bit later, I'm sure, because they get up a little bit later in the morning, we'll probably hear something from them as to what that product did, because they were, I'm telling you, they were just ecstatic. And Kyle, you can imagine the feeling of somebody that's been in pain for days and suddenly they're out of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Now, before we start talking about the stimulus, there's something that happened in Texas yesterday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott deployed the Texas National Guard, several hundred troops headed down to the border to deal with President Biden's open borders mess. Now, even before he took office, Joe Biden said that he would take a more lenient approach to the illegal immigration issue. He actually ran on dismantling former President Donald Trump's immigration policies. And shortly after being inaugurated, he signed a series of executive orders that would do just exactly that. Now, what his team did not predict is that Biden is signaling towards an open borders approach would motivate tens of thousands of migrants to make their way to the southern border, and yet another migrant caravan in crisis is coming to fruition, as there are reportedly as many as 75 to 100,000 migrants sitting just over the border with Mexico and the United States.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and just incidentally, when someone runs on the platform that they are going to dismantle all of the immigration restrictions and so forth, you believe them, because we're seeing this done exactly the way the Biden campaign wanted to do it. But you're right, Governor Greg Abbott is basically deploying the National Guard there such that they can deal with what he's calling the escalation that the Biden administration has caused in refusing to secure the border and, in his words, invite illegal immigration. He goes on to say Texas supports legal immigration, but it's not going to be an accomplice, he says, to open border policies that cause rather than prevent a humanitarian crisis. So he's very, very, very adamant on this. And, Captain, this is what he's charged with as governor, to do what he's doing.
And before I go any further, I want to wish a happy birthday to my friend Starla down in South Florida with Americans for Prosperity. It's her 39th birthday today. And she's doing quite well, thank you.
Wow, happy birthday. Yeah.
Yep. And the reason I'm laughing is because that's a personal joke. But anyway, on Saturday, Governor Abbott announced the Operation Lone Star,
right,
which is what this is, intended to combat the smuggling of people and drugs into Texas. The initiative will partner with the National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety. It'll involve the deployment of air, ground, marine, and tactical border security agents to certain areas of the southern border to keep the illegals from sneaking in. Now, he goes on to say, the crisis at the southern border continues to escalate because of the Biden administration's policies that refuse to secure the border and invite illegal immigration. Texas supports legal immigration, but will not be an accomplice to the open border policies that cause rather than prevent a humanitarian crisis in our state and endanger the lives of Texans. We will surge the resources and law enforcement personnel needed to confront this crisis. Well, kudos to Governor Abbott.
Well, of course, that's right. They're also, of course, concerned with cartels that also are able to take advantage of the kinds of relaxations and so forth that the Biden administration is causing.
Well, we know what they do. They'll send a whole group of migrants over here and sneak the border, the drugs across the border over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
Well, exactly right, and they've got it down to a science. And the last thing in the world I think they ever wanted was a wall and a resolve by the American government to not only have that wall there, but to take other measures along the border, and also work as best they can with the Mexican government as well.
Now, Breitbart is reporting that the COVID-19 tests are being conducted at a bus station in Brownsville, Texas, and about 6%. Of the migrants coming into that bus station crossing the border have tested positive for the virus, but they're loaded right back on the bus and away they go.
So, this is a great question for Jen Psaki at the White House, right? I mean, is the Biden administration really serious about protecting Americans from COVID? This seems to belie that in a very, very big way.
Well, what do you think?
Well, you know, I guess if it has to do with people coming across the border, then maybe they think it serves their purpose. But of course, everybody else, you know, is still in some way, shape, or form to one degree or another being affected by COVID in their daily lives.
Okay, now a little bit about the stimulus plan. The $1,400 stimulus checks are not on their way yet. Don't everybody go run into the mailbox. Or your bank account, but it has to go through the Congress, through the House of Representatives. The bill was passed 50-49 without the need of Kamala Harris because one of the Republican senators from Alaska had to go back to Alaska on personal family business, and that's all we know about it. So the Republicans didn't have the 50 votes they needed to tie, so they lost 50-49. So in the meantime, we know that the $1,400 stimulus checks will come probably as soon as the House passes this. I believe they are going to add the $15 minimum wage to it, and Joe Biden will probably sign this week. Now, the ironic thing is, and I forgot all about this, is we pay our taxes, supposed to have them reported and all that, by the 15th of April, correct?
That's right.
Well, by the time the people get the money, it's going to be pretty close to the 15th of April, and many of the people that get this money might have to use some of the money to pay back their taxes.
Well, very possible. And, of course, I think that would mean as well, Captain, that the stimulus payments primarily might be based on the 2019 returns.
They most certainly are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So unless people have already filed, but I think they are basing it on 2019 from what I understand. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, so this is and also we haven't heard anything about perhaps extending the April 15th deadline as we saw back in 2020.
Well, I think we might because he just extended the by he, I mean Joe Biden just extended the foreclosures and all that sort of stuff and evictions at the federal level. He just extended that through the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm. Right. So maybe it could be signaling, but until there's an official announcement, we just don't know. But it will be interesting to see because technically we are not out of the COVID crisis, at least on a national level at this point.
No, we've got an interesting circle back segment for you folks when we circle back here at the bottom of the hour after we come back from this break. And I will tell you that when we come back, the first thing we're going to talk about is President Trump. He's called on the three GOP fundraising committees to stop using his name for fundraising. Wow. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Saturday, sending President Biden's signature measure back to the House for final approval. The bill that includes $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans passed by a 50-49 vote along party lines. Senator Joe Manchin believes that they did pass a bipartisan bill, despite the fact that no Republican senators voted for it. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN that many aspects of the bill were crafted by negotiating across the aisle.
In this bill, we targeted where help is needed. We were able to target basically the people that need help, the children that need help, the schools that need help, the people on the front line, all of America. That's what we were able to do, and a lot of that was by talking with my colleagues and negotiating back and forth, and I was able to channel that through, I think, and hopefully make a bill that is a much more encompassing bill. I think it's a great piece of legislation, going to help a lot of people.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I've been a loyal, long-time customer of Geico, and they've insured me for about 15 and a half years now. And I can tell you that I've never been let down by them when I've had a problem, a question, or whatever. They've been right there and taking care of whatever I need to have taken care of right away. Now, you can go to their website, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. And you can find out where your local agent is, or you can ask them a question. They'll ask you for your zip code. They can give you a price quote right then and there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. They can do all that too. And they can also insure your house or your apartment or your condo or your cottage by the lake. Whatever. They can do all of that. And they'd be more than happy to give you a rate quote. And here's the other thing. If you bundle your insurance, that is, take your car insurance and put it with your homeowner's policy or your renter's policy, you'll save a bunch of money, too. And that's all good. That's all really good. So Give them a shot. Geico, GEICO.com. Tell them the captain sent you. And like I say, I've been with them for just about 15 and a half years, and everything is working pretty good. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, what happens if Donald Trump doesn't run in 2024? Do we have a mad dash of candidates like we kind of saw in 2016 when there were, what, 15 or 20 candidates running for the office?
Well, I mean, that who knows of what's happening, you know, two and a half, 3 years from now. But it would be a good bet that if President Trump, if it was a foregone conclusion, I'm just saying if, I think you'd see a lot of people trying to position themselves very, very early on. We could see a lot of these prominent players go out and try to run. Yeah.
Well, there's two names that come to mind right away that I think would be in the mix. One of them is Ted Cruz, and the other one is Rand Paul. But if you take into consideration what happened at CPAC, it could be Mike Pompeo, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah.
It could be Ron DeSantis, correct?
Yes.
And there was a third name mentioned that hasn't been said very much. Mike Pence was listed as one of the favorites in the straw poll they had there, finishing number three behind DeSantis. And Donald Trump, of course, in the lead position, number one.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting. And, of course, obviously there was some animosity from some in the party towards Mike Pence. But, you know, especially in politics, Captain, it's hard to count anybody out, especially somebody, like a Mike Pence, a former Vice President Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned Mike Pompeo.
Yeah.
And I think that could be very relevant because as we go through these next 2.5 to 3 years or so before we get in really into campaign season, which does start earlier and earlier, by the way, world events, what's happening on the world stage, could really be a major factor in the next election cycle. And Mike Pompeo, as the former Secretary of State, is going to be able to address those things, perhaps in ways of either running against Joe Biden or maybe if there's a 25th Amendment scenario somewhere in there against Kamala Harris. I think Mike Pompeo would really be able to rally the voters.
Okay.
With what he knows and how he can do it.
Okay, now, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, folks, it's time for our Circle Back segment. We are going to circle back.
Circle back!
Goodness sake. What the heck? All righty. Here's what we're going to do. Folks, it is springtime in Florida. It is springtime along the water in the Gulf. And guess what? The beer and the bikinis are everywhere. Imagine that one, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yep.
Now, on top of everything else and on top of what little the ladies wear when they're wearing bikinis, especially the younger girls, you could probably take one of these masks and use it as a bikini top or bottom, right?
I would suppose, yeah.
So with that being the case, the mask-free COVID spring breakers have all been put on notice in certain areas of South Florida, predominantly the Democratic-run bastions of Miami, South Miami, Miami-Dade, and Fort Lauderdale. And they've been told they have to wear their masks on the beach.
Yes, so that's what they're saying. It's going to be interesting to see if there's a lot of compliance with those kinds of orders.
Well, if you've seen the pictures on the beach, the last little thing that they're worried about is wearing masks because there's very few of them doing it.
That's true. That's right. And I have seen some of the footage there along the beach there in Florida, various parts there.
Now,
yeah,
now
that's exactly what they're doing.
Now,
yeah.
What looks silly is the lifeguards and the police that are on the beach are wearing masks, going around saying, oh, by the way, you have to wear a mask. But as far as I know, they're not issuing any citations. They're not closing the beach. And if they did, they'd lose more money than they knew what to do with. And the people that are over on the East Coast would come to the West Coast where they don't need to worry about it.
Well, exactly. You know, it's going to be interesting to see, of course, so we're going to hear the predictions about surges and cases and that kind of
thing. Give me a break. Okay, let's talk about something, surges. We had the Super Bowl here. We had about 25,000 people in the stands, including the people working the television crews and all that stuff. Maybe 30,000, but certainly 25,000. Do you know how many cases of positive test results have come back from people that attended the Super Bowl that we know of?
I want to say it's like 50, somewhere in there, I think.
54.
54, yeah.
So they can take their surge and shove it where the sun doesn't shine because it just isn't true.
Well, again, I think a lot of people are very curious, Captain. First of all, everybody wants to be safe. Nobody wants to be reckless.
I think
that's a fair assumption. But at the same time, they're also wondering, what is the progression of this whole issue? I mean, in other words, is the virus beginning to burn itself out, basically? Are we getting to herd immunity because of cases?
Yes.
Or other immunity? Some people get it, but they never had any symptoms, but now they're not infected anymore. You know, it goes on and on. So what is the progress, or is it just everybody just stay put? You know, stop doing what you're doing for another several months.
Well, if you listen to Dr. Fauci, it's for the next year and a half or so. But guess what? Dr. Fauci is a quack.
Well, Dr. Fauci has, I heard a quote from him earlier, Captain, where he said, well, maybe we could get kids vaccinated, school-age kids who would need the vaccination.
High school.
Yeah, high school kids.
Not the little ones.
Not little ones, exactly. But maybe somewhere in the fall, not before school starts, but somewhere else during what he called the fall education term or something. And it's like, well, what's going on? And people are wondering, you know, you can't keep the kids out of school another year, and have everybody be afraid and so forth. There's got to be a way to deal with things otherwise, and be safe, but otherwise we continue to hurt the emotional, the social, and certainly the education that our kids are
okay.
Need to have.
All right, hold on. Let's take this call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bob from New York. Captain, quick question. If you ask Dr. Fauci yes or no, do you want to stay the most powerful person in America, what would he say?
What would he say?
Do you want to remain the most powerful person in America?
Well, I'm
he's
not.
He's going to say yes.
I'm not, but he
he's
is.
Say
but
yes.
He is.
If you ask him if he wants to remain the most powerful man in America,
Well, of course he does. He's the highest paid government employee in America.
Yeah. Now answer me this. If you ask him, should we stop the problems with the virus? Should we stop the quarantine? What's he going to say? Yes or no?
He's going to say no.
He's going to say the same thing to the first question.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence? I think not.
All right. Thank you. All right, and we're coming up on a break, so he had to go and I had to go real quick here. But Kyle, very quickly, got about 30 seconds here. The thing about little Dr. Fauci is whatever he didn't like what he said today, he's liable to change tomorrow.
Oh, sure. See, that's the beauty part of being Dr. Fauci. You get to say,
and he is the highest paid government employee short of the President of the United States. Now go figure that one.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. And believe me when I tell you, this stuff, it's not going away. Not anytime soon. Okay, we're going to be back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there Just a little, we're up the road, just a little bit of a ways from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ha to everybody there at Fort Benning tonight. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband Don at the Double D Ranch. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by everybody over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And by the way, they'd like nothing better than to give you a free cup of coffee if you want to pull in there and say, hey, man, I was just listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and he was talking about you on the radio. That's all you got to do. And then while you're in there and you're getting your fuel or your food or buying something in the travel store, become a member of the Drivers Club. Now, if you got an RV, become a member of the RV Club. Same sort of stuff applies to you over there. Same discounts. And by the way, you independent owner operators, you can get a discount on fuel. The more you buy, the cheaper it gets. And that might be extremely important to you now with what's going to be happening to the price of gasoline, diesel fuel, kerosene, fuel oil, and so on. Because it's going to jump way back up again. There's just no way, no two ways about it. Okay, so we are going to get started here right now, and we're going to play a little something by special request. And yep, this was requested. So here we go with that heathen music.
Get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Cheap sunglasses.
Is a little ZZ Top by special request. Kyle, what's the name of that song?
It's called Cheap Sunglasses.
Yeah, and that's something that's an oldie but goodie from the boys in Texas back in the early days when they got started. Very popular song, and they sold a lot of songs doing that, and they also were on tour with that, and I remember there's a whole bunch of songs. I forget what album that came off from, but there was a whole bunch of stuff that came off that album. That was just one of the songs.
Yeah, you're right. Part of the early days there of ZZ Top, and of course they went on to have just mega hits in the 80s with stuff like Sharp Dressed Man, Give Me All Your Love, and that kind of stuff.
Now, I'll tell you this much. When I was over at Burt's Barracuda on Saturday, and big special shout out to everybody from Burt's Barracuda and all the folks that attended that, we had a great time there Saturday. I will tell you that some of the music they were playing, that was part of it right there, ZZ Top. They were playing some AC/DC. They had some Jimi Hendrix in there. All sorts of stuff all mixed in together there, and it was pretty good. And then we had a band, too. We had the Bearded Brothers Band, and they were pretty good.
Very cool.
All right, well, let me read this, and we'll get going. A relatively quiet stretch of weather is expected across much of the continental U.S., with the exception of the West Coast, here we go again, where rain and higher elevation snow will impact the Northwest and Northern California regions through Tuesday. Now, a critical fire weather risk is expected in Kansas and elevated in the surrounding areas. Meantime, there'll be record high temperatures possible across the Northern Plains and the upper Midwest. And in the deep south tonight, not only have we got a freeze going on in South Carolina and Georgia, but we've got a big time frost warning going on down into the northern part of Florida, right around Gainesville, right around University of Florida campus. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in the great state of Nevada, up in the Reno Sparks area. Our new affiliate, AM 1060, is up there, Captain. They've got a lake wind advisory going on right now. This means you're going to get west winds 15 to 25 miles an hour, gusts up to 45. This is going to cover the area of Pyramid, Lahontan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Rye Patch. So you want to be very, very careful with that lake wind advisory. This is, of course, coming across I-80 as you head into Reno, and then a little bit as you head into the California area. And now, by the way, this high wind watch also is going to extend down 395 as you head out of Reno and head south into California, passing Bridgeport, Mammoth Lakes, all the way almost down to about Bishop. So you want to be careful of that tonight. We do have a winter storm watch happening in parts of Southern California tonight. Looks like we might get rain in this area as we go into late Tuesday, into Wednesday, and on Thursday. Northern California freeze warning. This is going to be along Highway 101, and this is going to be up near Laytonville, Piercy, north of Cloverdale, and all the way up through Eureka, it looks like. That's the winter weather advisory in that area, but the frost warning, freeze warning, is going to be south of the Fortuna area in that zone. Then over in Montana, Captain, we do have a winter weather advisory. This is going to encompass Great Falls, Helena, Butte, Missoula as well, and this is going to go on over into central Idaho tonight as well. Down in Colorado, we have a fire weather warning. This along the I-25 corridor, starting at Colorado Springs. This extends down into New Mexico all the way to Santa Fe near Albuquerque, and then also in southern New Mexico down near Las Cruces along I-25 where it meets I-10 and then heading west over to the Arizona border.
Yep, and that fire weather watch goes on up there in the Amarillo, Texas area into Oklahoma about 40, 50 miles, and also south of Amarillo down towards Lubbock, not quite to Lubbock yet. Up in Kansas, southeastern or the northeastern corner of Kansas to include Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, you got a fire weather watch in there. Temperatures are a lot warmer now as you go north all the way to the Canadian border, at least in South Carolina. I'm sorry, at least in Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. Minnesota is warmed up today, I'll tell you that, and Georgia's going to love that one. Same for Wisconsin, same for Iowa, same for Illinois. Now, we do have the flooding still going on, especially along the Mississippi River and the tributaries coming in, again, because of the ice that's melting and jamming up the rivers and backing up the water. So be advised of that. You're still going to have that to contend with probably for a few more days anyway. And then when we go over and take a look at what we got going on in South Carolina, from about Florence, South Carolina, south down I-95 all the way over to the ocean, down into Georgia to include Savannah, Georgia, and about halfway down into Georgia towards Brunswick, but not quite to Brunswick, we have a freeze warning tonight. So be advised of that. And it goes right along I-95 right down to the water. Then coming along into Georgia, Valdosta, you folks in your area, you're going to have a frost warning, which is going to take us all the way down into northern Florida. Nelson's going to be a little chilly tonight. He'll have to turn the heat on because he's got a frost warning there where he's at, on down towards Gainesville and over Lake City area as well. So be advised of that. Now, there is and will be today some gale wind warnings along the coast of Florida from Tampa Bay south down around through the Keys, and then back up the east coast of Florida all the way up towards Brunswick, Georgia. So that's part of that system that came storming through over the weekend and then made its way away from Florida. But that's what we're looking at right now. And don't forget the Pilot and the Flying J truck stops, always your home away from home out there in the road. Don't forget you can pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And, Kyle, what else do they do there?
Well, Captain, when you pull into the to the Pilot and Flying J, you're going to find perhaps a Denny's. You might find an Arby's. How about a Pizza Hut or a DQ, a Moe's Southwest Grill, Huddle House, You can also find many times a Cinnabon and a Subway as well. So be sure to pull on in.
And a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Well, folks, we'll be right back. Hour number two coming right up. 877-969-8600 is the number if you want to opine, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.